Dublin City NHS worker strike over covered bonus. Nick Hart, West Midlands Socialist Party. Outsource caterers, cleaners, and maintenance staff at Russell's Hall Hospital in Dudley have resumed their campaign of strike action. Despite working alongside directly employed NHS workers all through the pandemic, tight-fisted bosses at MITI are refusing to give them the £1,655 covered bonus. This comes on top of years of payroll problems, with some of the lowest paid workers in the hospital not receiving their correct wages from month to month, or their long service payments. And this from a company set to make £190 million profits this financial year by leeching off the NHS and other contracts for public, and formerly public, services. In a sign of how vital these Unite members are to keeping the hospital running, in catering it's taken two managers or other MITI employees to fill in for each striking worker. Meanwhile, 16-year-old apprentices have been left to cover maintenance duties they have not yet been trained for, potentially putting patients and co-workers at risk. Time for these workers to be paid what they're owed, as a step towards a real living wage for all NHS staff and an end to cowboy companies profiting out of healthcare. Linking up across trusts, workers from Dudley joined with Unite members from two other NHS trusts, Barts in East London and Kent, in a protest outside the Department of Health on the 18th of December. They have all been refused a lump sum bonus for what they did during the pandemic. Some West Midland Unite NHS branch secretary said, "We worked hard throughout COVID. We are just fighting for what's ours." Ian Patterson, Enfield and Lee Valley Socialist Party,